Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's National Work Zone Awareness Week, a week set aside to work with motorists on how to drive safely through work zones. And there are a lot of them right here in Texas, and there's plenty of room for improvement on the roads.
Joining us live with some safety tips, Kenna Mitchell is with TxDOT. He's live with us now on KRLT. Kenna, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What is the biggest thing that motorists are still doing wrong in work zones? Is it just not paying attention?
Well, actually, there are three things that law enforcement has noted, and together combined, they add up for about 75% of all the crashes in work zones. That's going to be the distracted driving, speeding, and doing risky lane maneuvers in the work zone. So that right there, those three actions, if drivers can try to work on that, reducing speeds, giving their full attention to the roadway, and making sure they are changing lanes only when it's safe to do so, that would make a huge difference in those overall numbers.
What laws are in effect that actually protect workers in work zones?
Well, the posted speed limits are one, because those are black and white regulatory signs, so drivers do have to follow those speed limits. And then there are also things in place where if an accident does happen in a work zone, it could be a higher fine situation for drivers. But really the thing that we need to drive home is these are people working in the work zones too. You know, it's human lives that are in the work zones trying to make these improvements to make your drive better. So really doing the right thing, taking those few extra minutes to get through safely makes all the difference in the world.
What about new laws protecting workers in construction zones? Have they helped at all?
Well, certainly we've seen a slight decrease in some of our counties with work zone crashes. But as we start getting into these summer months where we're seeing more work zones coming into place to take advantage of those warmer temperatures, we have seen an increase. For example, Denton County alone has 139% increase in work zone crashes between 2022 and 2023. So, you know, even with laws in place, we are still seeing areas where those numbers are going in the wrong direction.
So what should you do if you're rolling into a work zone? Obviously, you should slow down. Should you also scoot over and give them a little more space to work safely?
Well, we've put signs well ahead of work zones to give you heads up that you're going to be entering a work zone. So at that time, yes, set aside your phones, start slowing down when directed, merge when directed. You know, certainly that is a conflict point for drivers that, you know, sometimes try to wait till that last minute to get into the merge lane. And then as you're going through, again, just watching your speeds, being aware of the surrounding traffic too, and just know that these work zones, they're only temporary, you know, and the improvements will last far longer than the few seconds it will save you to speed through a work zone.
It's got to be patient. Kenna, thank you so much. We appreciate the time as always. That is Kenna Mitchell with TxDOT here on KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.